The final leg of the Prime Minister's visit to Europe wrapped up at the weekend with a royal meeting. Jacinda Ardern also sat down with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and opposition leader Keir Starmer. Our political reporter Katie Scotcher is in London.
Hi everybody, it's a great pleasure to welcome Jacinda Ardern, Prime Minister of New Zealand.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson welcoming Jacinda Ardern to Downing Street.
Your first trip, Jacinda, since COVID, but also the first since we did that great FTA, free trade agreement, and we're going to talk a bit about that.
The sit-down also a chance to talk about changes to a popular visa. Currently, people aged between 18 and 30 can live and work in the UK for up to 2 years under the Youth Mobility Scheme. The leaders agreed to extend the amount of time to 3 years and allow people up to the age of 35 to apply. The changes, however, won't come into effect until 2024 at the latest.
There is the potential of it to be sooner, and we'll be advocating for it to be done as soon as possible. But as with any such agreement, making sure that you've got the arrangements through your border settings and your visa processing, there's a number of things just to be resolved on both sides.
Ms Ardern moved to London in the mid-2000s under the scheme. She reflected on that experience in a speech at Chatham House.
It was a brief but memorable experience working in the better regulation executive. I can assure you that job title either ended conversation or got a few laughs.
Much of Ms Ardern's visit to Europe has focused on trade and security, but her few days in London were an opportunity to make her New Zealand sales pitch to a British audience.
She joins me now. It's so good to see you.
Thank you so much
really
for having me.
And the great news is, from the end of this month, New Zealand is open for business.
Well, we're actually already for
those there.
Anyone in the UK, you can travel now.
Great.
And you can plan your trip now. Particularly, I'll put a plug in, your winter is our summer.
It absolutely
so,
is.
Make those plans.
Absolutely is.
Ms Ardern's visit wrapped up with closed meetings with opposition leader Sir Keir Starmer and the Duke of Cambridge.
Prince William is someone who has a very close relationship with New Zealand, so it was great to be able to touch base, talk a little bit about some of the work that we're doing at home on areas where he really takes a great interest.
Ms Ardern will arrive in Australia this morning for annual talks with its Prime Minister Anthony Albanese. He hinted he was open to tweaking his country's controversial 501 policy when he met with Ms Ardern in Sydney last month. Look out for progress on that this week.